Hi, and welcome to What's Poppin', where we will be discussing relevant and recent pop culture and news. I'm your host, Sam.
I'm Audrey.
And I'm Jane.
And I'm the guest star, Kylie.
Welcome to the podcast, Kylie.
Woo!
Yeah. Are you excited to be here?
So excited.
We have a list of some topics to discuss. The first one is Zendaya at the premiere of the new tennis movie. It's called Challengers.
I'm so excited.
With Josh O'Connor and Zendaya.
Is it like a threesome? It's like not a threesome. It's like a love triangle.
It is a
threesome. I genuinely thought it was a threesome. Is it? It is.
Wait, no, it is.
It is, right?
It's a love triangle.
Wait, like a couple. Basically, I think the story is that she's a really good tennis player. She gets injured. One of them has, she gets coaching.
Yeah.
Or she starts coaching one of them. But what I did see is that she actually trained 3 months for the movie and played tennis. And she worked with Coach Brad Gilbert, who coaches Coco Gauff.
I love Coco Gauff.
So, yeah, she got some training from the best. And then Josh O'Connor is another guy in the movie. And if you don't know him, he was in The Crown. He played Charles in season 5.
Yeah, so. No, I know him. I love and I love Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Who doesn't?
Number one, like, I think that's... They're the best celebrity couple.
Yeah, they
are. Maybe even Taylor and Travis are behind them.
Yeah,
they
agree.
They are
behind
them.
I don't
actually
know.
Louis and Olivia go first. Then
we'll talk about that.
What?
No, I love Louis and Olivia. But like Zendaya and Tom are like wholesome. Like,
and they've been. It's like such a long relationship.
Yeah,
too.
and he was like, you know, the interview that's like, who was your celebrity crush? And
he's like manifesting.
He manifests.
He was like,
you know?
Zendaya.
So,
like, aww. He's adorable. They're adorable.
Okay, but let's talk about the movie. What do you guys think? First of all,
I'm excited.
Has anyone even seen the trailer? It's a little bit.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
It was a little confusing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it looks good. It looks like new, and we need a little bit new music.
We do
or
need
movies.
New movies. After Anyone But You, I'm just like, okay, like, is there anything else for me to watch? Like, I also watched Boys in a Boat, but it wasn't.
I thought Boys in a Boat was good.
I love that movie.
It made me emotional.
The only
good.
Reason why I was watching was for Callum Turner, basically.
Honestly, same. And
because
I
there was
love
no
that.
Reason
honestly,
for me,
me
to
too.
Keep watching if, like, if he wasn't in it.
He is beautiful. But also good book, also good movie, and a good book. It was a book first.
It was a
book.
It was.
Actually.
I was a little bit disappointed. It did not look like Seattle that much.
Yeah,
but
no, that was
not at all.
That was the only bad part is that they like didn't record in Seattle.
Some of it was very Hallmarky as well.
Yeah.
Like, but, they never lost a single race.
It was
they
so
didn't.
Cute.
You and Jane, like, I think, have both said that, and they did
also,
not win a race.
Can someone
did,
please
did not
explain
lose
to me
a race.
Why
yeah.
the
it's
JV UW rowing
facts.
Team represented the whole entire U.S. in the Olympics? Like, shouldn't the Olympics be the best people from across the country? Not
because
just
UW JV rowing is the best.
They're JV killers. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, for this movie with Zendaya, I feel like it's going to be good. I honestly, besides The Crown with the other guys, I have not seen any movies with the guys.
I know.
Same.
Me neither.
Zendaya's like the
I
only
also
famous
I have
one.
Never seen. Oh, the only Zendaya thing I really see is the Spider-Man ones. Like,
and Euphoria.
I've never seen Euphoria.
You guys
actually.
Should watch it. I need
you
a
should.
New season, speaking of.
Aren't they? I'm pretty sure they're making a new season.
They better be. It's been like 2 years.
Actually.
But,
yeah. That's going to be good. I mean, have you heard that Zendaya's like co-hosting the Met Gala?
Yeah, she
no,
has
I didn't
Chris
know that.
Earth, Zendaya, Blake Lively, of course, Anna Wintour.
I'm
Bad
so
Bunny.
Excited.
Bad Bunny, yeah. These are just the chairman of the Met Gala.
I love the Met Gala. I'm so excited.
It's so I like the Emma Chamberlain interviews.
Yes, with
awesome.
Jack Harlow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's like
we're just on the same page here.
Yeah, I love that. It's so cute. I see so many edits about them.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I shipped them.
Yeah,
like,
but
I feel like she
does. She have a boyfriend?
They broke up. Like a while ago.
Oh my gosh.
The weird, like, indie
somebody
guy.
Tell. Somebody tell Jack Harlow.
I know.
Vanilla Baby himself.
Vanilla Baby.
You know his song that's like, Vanilla Baby. Also, your show is named after his song, What's Poppin'?
Well, not. He I is. Mean, yeah. That's our favorite theme song to use.
Brand new
not...
whip just hopped in.
Okay. speaking of music, we wanted to discuss Zayn announced a new album last week. It's called Room Under the Stairs.
Ooh.
And he shouted out Miley Cyrus for a feature.
Okay.
I don't know, not on Instagram, but it was like in an interview.
Grammy Award winner, Miley Cyrus.
I feel like that would be a good collab, but I have not listened to a lot of Zayn. I know like only a handful of songs.
I only know like One Direction Zayn, to be honest.
Yeah,
honestly, but, like,
I don't know how this album's going to go for him.
But I know his Taylor Swift song, collab.
Yeah, that one's good.
That's like such a good song. I love that. Zayn is like Okay, who's your favorite in One Direction? I was going to say me.
By the voice. Like, first go by voice. Then go just by favorite.
Say Harry.
By voice, Harry or Zayn. Zayn always hits, like, the high vocals.
Yeah.
Niall, during his One Direction days, he didn't have the best voice, but it's gotten so much better.
Yeah, and
I would love to go to a Niall concert.
Me too. I was a big Niall. I was like, you know, everyone had a person. I was a Niall girl. Like, I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you a Harry?
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it.
I've
always been a Harry.
No, but I did not like his long hair. I've never been a Harry.
I think I was a little bit of a Harry.
I actually liked his hair long.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like it was like a look.
You know their cover of Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah.
That's like my favorite thing in the world.
It was I've actually never listened to it.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta look it up.
We just had Brianna TikTok on, and she said Sabrina Carpenter's Hopelessly Devoted to You was one of her favorite.
I really like that one too.
Shut up. Did you do self tan last night?
I did self tan last night.
It looks good.
It looks green.
It's a little green, but, like, not, like, noticeable.
Well, it's not washed off yet, because, actually, I went to the radio meeting this morning.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So, did that for your leadership points?
I did that for my leadership
points. We actually still need 5 more, so.
No, I got all mine.
Oh, so I need 5 more. but did you want to talk more about Olivia and Louis?
Yes.
Like you were talking about that.
Weren't you saying your favorite song of the week was So American?
So American. We will get to love song of the song. Week after, but I did say song of the week for me is So American.
I love that song so much.
I just love the way that song sounds. Like,
so
it's such a
cute.
Sound.
And it's about Louis.
It's about Louis, and it sounds so, like, it sounds so good. I think we can play it on aux a little bit, guys, but.
Yeah. It's so cute, and it's so exciting, sort of.
It's just, like, the way it sounds to me, like, the way, like, the song goes, if this makes any
That's
sense.
That's really pretty, Sam.
It's really good.
Thanks. It's just a little background music.
It's the first ever love song she's released.
I know. That is just part of the song, and I don't know about you guys, but that part right there just
might
sounds
just
really
be
good.
In love.
Okay. If you guys just love this music, by the way, make sure to tune into Bopper Flop.
You're plugging your own podcast.
Every Friday.
We're about to say Bopper Flop every what time at Friday?
Friday 7 p.m. Oh. And follow our Instagram at BopperFlop889.
How many followers do you guys have? Kylie's actually, by the way, Kylie is a very successful podcaster.
Thank
she
you.
She is, I think, at your time at the school. Have you had 5?
I've had 6 different shows.
Wow.
Oh my God. What's
your favorite show? How many followers?
Ooh, Da Food Kill Us last year.
Yeah. That's iconic.
Pretty iconic. But Bopper Flop this year, we're on the come up.
Okay.
With our music madness.
How many followers again?
Like 50.
So we have 70. Should we do do you want to do a race to 100 or something?
No. We'll beat you.
Kylie, I can smell the self tan. I know. I was sitting here and I was like, wait, what is that? And then I was like, self tan.
No, yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's okay.
Where are you going over spring break, Kylie? Where are you going for spring break?
Palm Desert.
So you'll get real tan.
Yeah, real tan. No okay. more. Actually, I still stan fake tan.
Me too.
I'm a big fake tanner.
Really?
But
she does it every single week.
Every Thursday.
I'm always like, more.
It's tanning.
What are you doing after school?
Oh, just tanning Thursday.
Tanning Thursday after school.
You know those girls on TikTok
with the Dana twins.
I hate them, to
Me
be
too.
Honest.
They're so annoying.
This is how you should apply yourself down.
Okay, well,
anyways,
we wanted to do another segment. It's called Drum Roll, Please.
It is?
Song of the Week.
Oh.
Boom.
We don't want to copy Music Madness or anything. We've had this long Bopper Flop.
By the way, we've had this idea way before Bopper Flop, maybe.
Bopper Flop like started before you were in high school, babe.
Basically. Okay. I'll go first. My song of the week is So American by Olivia Rodrigo.
As we just talked about.
Sam.
Okay.
Wait, I'm being put on the spot here.
You're next.
My song of the week is Breathe by Yeet.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my
it's God. Your hallway song.
Breathe.
Okay,
my
no, song of the week is that. Probably Sweeter Breathe. Than Fiction. Audrey played it in the car, and I thought it was really good. It's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay, Kylie.
This one's actually kind of random, but it's called One Number Away by Luke Combs.
Oh,
and I love
one
that
number
song.
Away. Isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
That one's so good. good.
I love that song. It's like,
I'm one number away. From oh my God, I love that. That's
I said
song.
I was through, but I'm dying.
That's such a good song.
Listen to it. Like, I rediscovered it. So good. And it's just been hitting this week. I play it in my car, blast that.
Also want to talk about Easter plans, which are this weekend. So
Easter
what are you guys doing?
Plans.
He has risen. Anyways, my Easter plans are my family friends are in town, and my sister's back from college for the weekend.
Yay,
Ellie. She goes to Wazoo.
Did she go to any of the games? March Madness? Wait, did she go?
No, she should. But I mean, because Spokane's like an hour or 2 hours away.
Oh, from what?
From Pullman.
Oh, right. It's Pullman.
Yeah. Pullman, yes.
Oh, one of my friends actually UW was touring Wazoo the other week.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a friend.
Shout out.
Who?
Oh, awesome.
Who?
Friends.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome friends.
We need to delete this. He's...
Yeah, literally this whole episode.
To get it out.
Anyway,
I will not be participating in any He Has Risen, but I will be blowing up a peep in the microwave.
What?
Oh my god.
You get a peep and you put it in the microwave.
Oh my god.
What?
Yeah. Have you not done that before?
Yeah. No.
I hate peeps.
That's first of all, that's like not a normal thing.
Okay, do you like jelly beans?
Second of all, you eat them like a normal person.
Do you like jelly beans?
No.
Well, I'm not. And you don't like peeps.
I don't.
That's very true.
I'm a number away. Chocolate eggs, Kylie.
Yes, I like chocolate eggs.
Oh my god, that's like the Cadbury.
I love Cadbury eggs.
Oh my god, yes, with the stuff inside, like the jam or whatever.
No, not Kinder eggs.
No, it's not Kinder eggs. It's something else. It's an egg. I forget the name of it. Anyway, Sam, what are you doing?
I'm probably going to go to Starbucks. I don't know. Like,
that's
I don't
so
really
sad.
Have Easter
bunny. Did you guys believe in the Easter bunny when you were
I still believe in the Easter bunny.
And when was the...
His
name is Jared.
Chase
what? Okay, when was the
I'm going to eat your Easter bunny.
My sentence real quick. When was the age that you stopped believing in the Easter bunny?
I don't think I ever believed in the
Easter
bunny.
I don't know
Easter
what
bunny.
You're talking
not
about.
Even when you were I never real. Believed in it, but I, like, went with
I
it
believed,
at a young age.
I believed in...
I never
you guys are just
I
joy
Santa
killers.
Claus.
He's real.
I believed in Santa Claus till I was 10 years old.
I still believe in
Santa Claus. Yeah, that's a good
age. That's honestly
because
valid.
The only thing that ruins Santa Claus for me, I think that parents need to start typing out the Santa notes because when the parents do them in their handwriting... It's
so
a
obvious.
Big
it ruined it.
My mom's handwriting is really, really bad.
And you know,
and so I was just like, stop ruining Santa. Like, in my mind, I was like, I have to pretend still. Like, this is not, like...
I just remember one year, like, my brother still believed, and I didn't. And he was like... Or my mom was, like, writing it, and I walked in, and she was like, just tell him it's from Santa. And I was like, okay. And that's when I knew I had officially grown up.
Wow. Dang, that's deep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Crazy. I believed until fifth grade, and I loved it. But then I was like, so... If Santa can get me anything, why can't he get me a dog? And I asked for a dog every single year, and he couldn't get me a dog. And it was like, there's always a note, and then he'd give me some Aviva clothes, and I'd be like, Santa, you can't even make that. You can't even make that in the North Pole.
And what was like, did you guys have Elf on the Shelf? Or it was like, one time I accidentally touched Elfenstein, and I started screaming. And one time I got into a fight with Jane when I was little and I was like started sobbing and I was like no Elfenstein's gonna
Elfenstein that is terrifying that would haunt me in my nightmares
like, no Elfenstein's gonna pour me in the North Pole like I'm done for like I'm getting coal in my stocking like I was
Elfenstein oh you guys are such menaces like
what's the name of your elf
Elfie
oh, yeah.
I was
basic
I actually had Ellie so
oh that's my sister's name
Ellie the elf
oh really
let me guess you still believe in it
yeah he actually lives in my room
oh
all year.
So also there's a thing where you have to put your elf in like a thing of rice like so like
you
whatever.
Make these things up
sorry,
you
sugar.
Make this
sugar.
Up you put your elf in rice to get the water out of it when you drop it in the like,
no,
like
in the toilet like what
you put your elf in sugar if you accidentally touch it. So one time I put my elf in sugar.
Your
and
mom
like,
definitely lied to you about all of this. That
is
not
real.
Real.
It's from the elf book that they give you. So
there's the elf book.
I think
got him with the elf book.
So
were you? Yeah, she wasn't going for a high five.
I'm not taking a picture. Oh.
Anyway, I feel like we're kind of wrapping up here today, guys.
Yeah, I think that...
Send pictures for
thanks for Kylie Ort coming on. Kylie, we'll give you a couple seconds here to plug all of your shows.
Yes, go. Okay. Tune in to Behind the Scenes with me, Cooper, and Grayson on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Tune into The Karaoke Killers on Thursday at 7 p.m. to listen to us cover the best songs.
Wait, you sing?
The Trendy 2.
We're still going.
Vicky.
That's at 6 p.m. And then Bopper Flop every Friday at 7 p.m.
Wow.
And follow. Follow all those accounts, but also it always comes back to What's Poppin'.
And Kylie, yeah. What's your favorite fake can brand?
What's Poppin' on 89 The Bridge Mondays at 8 p.m.
Yes, babe. My favorite fake tan brand is B-Tan.
You can find it on Amazon.
Yes.
Yes.
Tanned AF.
Yes, same.
All right, I think that kind of wraps it up.
You actually can't say AF.
Just kidding.
Well, okay, you can't say AF.
Thanks for listening to What's Poppin', 88.9 The Bridge, 8 p.m.
on Mondays.
You're the best.